fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
You know, I've been really busy making a paper mache banana, and it's really taken up all my headspace.
This is not what we're here to talk about, but it is an amazing bit of background fact about what's going on in your life. I'm a wee bit worried you're going to get us cancelled today, though, Amelia. What are we discussing?
So today we're going to talk about the Broadcasting Standards Authority's triennial. Swearing report.
Woohoo!
So the 2021 report has just come out, and it's all about it's essentially a survey of acceptable and more unacceptable language in broadcasting.
It's something that, as people who work in the radio, we always get very interested to read about it, but I think it's one of those things that actually is fascinating for everyone, because it's basically just a big old list of swear words, pretty much.
I mean, that bit is definitely fun. I know that I did post a table from the report on Twitter, and then someone tried to post it on Instagram and got some very stern notices.
My God.
But I think there's lots of interesting stuff in it about the ways in which language changes in terms of acceptability, and especially across demographics, is I think really interesting.
So what's the report told us about that demographic thing? Because I think that is interesting. What has it sort of shown us that New Zealanders are or aren't offended by?
Well, so to give you kind of a general picture first, we've got 8 words swapped out this time. So they do the specific statistics gathering on 31 words, and then they ask a series of more kind of broad questions.
Right.
But a lot of words are gone that I think I can probably say on the radio.
Okay. Just so anyone's listening right now, there's going to be some swearing
it's
here.
It's going to be cheeky.
The BSA said this is fine now, so please don't at us.
They're not fine, but they're not in the 31 most offensive words. So God and Jesus Christ are no longer there.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's good. I think I probably say those once a show.
And neither are dick or hoe.
Okay, cool. Nice.
And I think as we move away from there, they get, I can probably say prick as well.
Yeah,
that's no longer surveyed.
And then the list gets a little bit fruitier, so.
Yeah, and so it's interesting because basically all of the words that they have added are slurs against marginalised groups.
I mean, that's good. We want to see that as something that people can't say on like the radio or on TV, surely.
Yeah, no, totally. And it's those words are definitely getting less acceptable. And interestingly, as an overall trend, all offensive language is getting less acceptable.
Now, by offensive language, are we talking about swearing, or is offensive language a different thing?
So this is kind of the offensive terms.
Okay, yeah.
So you get people on the survey being like, I don't find any terms offensive. I actually, and this is an example from the 2018 one, I find innuendos very offensive, but I don't find any particular. Their example was someone talking about roofing and saying that they're always on top, which I think. Another interesting thing, which kind of goes in line with, it's kind of a complicated case of strictly offensive words against particular slurs, is that the C word, which we cannot say.
Children ask your parents. Definitely don't do that.
Is no longer the most offensive word in New Zealand.
Really?
That is interesting.
For the first time, I only found as far back as 1999, but it has been number one for all that time.
Wow.
And it's been knocked off the perch.
I'm joking. That's actually really interesting. I mean, okay, anybody.
By probably the worst slur you can think of.
I think we can all kind of agree that having offensive slurs is in a list of things you cannot say is great, because as you've mentioned, it's important that we start saying, you know, hey, you can't just be casually homophobic, you can't just be casually racist.
You can't insult people.
You can't insult people because of the demographic that they are a part of for whatever reason, blah, blah, blah. That is all really important. But I think when you're talking about something like a swear word that has had a history of being extremely shocking or offensive or controversial, and it moving down the list from the top spot, that is fascinating. That means like a cultural shift is happening. But what is that cultural shift, Amelia?
Well, I mean, you would say that, wouldn't you, as a young person?
Yes.
Because basically this is part of a demographic shift.
Right.
And so younger people, particularly like 18 to 25-ish, are more offended by particularly slurs.
So I've just proved the point there by my little spiel.
Yes, you have. Millennials, the least offended. They don't give a care what you say.
Oh, my God.
Millennials, shockingly unoffended by some words. Older people find the more traditional swear words worse.
Right, okay.
So, like, F word, C word, and blasphemy, those kind of upper age groups, those are by far the worst. And it's a quite dramatic shift in some cases.
Wow. Give us an example.
So 18 to 24-year-olds, only 40, this is a confusing statistic. Basically, 80% of 65-plus find the C word totally unacceptable.
Fair.
Whereas it's only 46% of 18 to 24-year-olds.
Damn.
And I think this is a really interesting case because this is so weird to talk about, but I feel like it has shifted somewhat from being a specifically gendered slur to in its popular use being a more casual derogatory term.
Yes.
Which I think would be in line with how the statistics play out.
I would say that's fair. And I think also, you know, weirdly enough, in Australasia, New Zealand and Australia, people use it as a term of endearment sometimes, you know? So it's like there's a shifting there as well.
It's definitely become a bit more of a Swiss Army knife of offensive language. The other reason that you might be inclined to agree with these things, right?
Yes.
Is because there's a massive gender divide.
Oh. Tell me more.
That is interesting.
Women are much less into offensive language.
Yep, nice.
So for our number one word, 80% of women find it totally unacceptable, whereas only 62% of men.
Wow.
That is quite interesting. I wonder if that's I want to hear what your reckon is about why that is.
I don't really have a reckon about it. I think it's very interesting. I wish that we had more kind of a detailed breakdown than just man, woman, because one of the interesting things about the survey is we're getting a lot more stuff about offensive language directed towards gender minority groups.
Yes.
Yes.
There was quite a big change in that this time round, which is, I guess, 3 years. Did you say this happens once every 3 years?
Yes.
Actually, a lot shifts in 3 years. You know, things move all the time, and I think we're seeing big media conversations start to shift. Not necessarily, fixed, not necessarily great, but, you know, we are seeing different conversations happening on platforms now, more in more mainstream spaces, perhaps it's better to say, than we have been in the past. I did want to get your reckons, though. From some of the listeners are saying, what about in songs, swearing in songs? There's plenty of tracks that get played, not just on BFM, but across the board, that have a bit of swearing or a slur or something in it. What's the sort of vibe about that?
Well, so they do ask across different categories, and songs are generally more acceptable. Swearing is more acceptable in that kind of artistic format. The kind of the least acceptable locations are factual programs, so like, you know, like
the
a documentary
news.
Or the news, and talkback radio.
That could be demographic based as well, perhaps. Maybe.
Yeah, I think if you ask me about talkback radio, I would say it's offensive, like, you know, to start with, and then we'd move up from there. But
we got a text right back at the start of the show when we were talking about this, from Justin, who says he remembers that back when George Michael's song "I Want Your Sex" was in the top 10, he can still remember it being announced as number 3 is a song we're not allowed to play, .. Which kind of neatly segues into what we might talk about next week, which is banned songs, which...
Yeah, I thought that would be an interesting... Because we've talked about banned books.
And banned words and...
Yeah, yeah. But I think that would be a good thing to go through.
You have picked us a non-banned song to play to round us off today, Amelia. What are we going to listen to?
This is a song by Heavenly called "Stop Before You Say It."
Good advice. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Heavenly with "Stop Before You Say It." Very fitting to talk about what not to swear, which is what the BSA's sort of banned words list used to be called. Thank you very much to Amelia Discreet. You can catch her tonight hosting Drive, guest hosting Drive. That's going to be very special from 7 p.m. So make sure you tune in. Not from 7 p.m., sorry, from 4 till 7 p.m. So make sure you tune in this afternoon And Chris Cudby will be guest on What's Cooking as well.
Very cool.
Very cool show indeed.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.